T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is Thomas Hayes, the mayor of Arlington Heights. We had a chance to talk to him. Obviously, we had a chance to talk to Kevin Warren, who was in studio this morning. And now we get a chance to talk to our guy, Mark Gannis. He, of course, is the owner, founder of SportsCore. He is our stadium expert and always a delight to talk to Mark. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. Great to talk to you both.
Well, we are, still kind of gobsmacked by the show yesterday. You know, there was a lot of dog and pony and bread and circus, and it was shiny lights. And my God, the renderings, the drawings, the illustrations, and of course the video. I loved all of it, but now comes the nitty gritty. How difficult will it be for the Bears to get this done, Mark?
Very difficult. Yeah. And they know it. That's not a surprise to them. By the way, Kevin Warren, force of nature, huh?
Yeah.
What a guy.
Yeah. Impressive. Yeah, he definitely knows what he wants to say and how to say it.
A lot different than Ted Phillips, I'll give you that.
I've known Kevin since he was a lawyer with the Bears. So goes back, known him for a long time. And what you see is what you get with him. He is that that enthusiastic, that prepared, that gracious, which is also a rare trait among people who are in senior positions sometimes. So I was at the event yesterday, and his energy just emanated from the stage. Mm.
So, Mark, what was your impression coming away from that event? Because there was a lot of flashy, slick presentation. There were a lot of things that basically the Bears in the past, frankly, have not been known for. Very well conceived and executed. What was your impression about the presentation itself?
The Bears part of the presentation was very well done. They knew what they were doing. They were pretty straightforward, and considering this is a political environment as well. But I will tell you, this is a difficult deal to get done. First thing to say is Chicago has needed a dome stadium for decades now. This is not a new need. This is something that's been discussed many times in the past. Former Governor Jim Edgar talked about building McDome very close to the same area, by the way. Then when we had the Olympics, there was going to be a dome stadium that was going to result out of that one. This is not anything new. It's not a revelation that if Chicago had this facility, it would attract a lot of these national and international events that bypass Chicago now. But the Bears made that very clear many, many times yesterday. The city, I couldn't believe how unprepared they were, to be honest with you guys. I thought they were very disappointing. So the Bears are going to have to do a heck of a lot of heavy lifting to try and get this through Springfield. It's hard to see. I mean, when you've come from Daly's and Emmanuel's and even Lightfoot's, I was just stunned at how the city was not better prepared for yesterday.
In what way, Mark, specifically?
No answers.
Okay.
I'll give you one that is a key question. The Lakefront Protection Ordinance and Friends of the Park.
Right. Yes.
He was asked that question. Not only did the mayor not answer it, he even deflected it poorly, talking about kids on ball fields. You could build ball fields in the neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Where the kids actually live. The stadium, the Bears did a great job with that. That is something that's very needed. They're talking about putting on 2/3 of the money up, which is, you know, it's a big number that they would be putting up together with the NFL and that kind of thing. And they, you know, identified a source of money. Of course, that the White Sox would have something to say about that source of money as well. But they did a really, the Bears did a great job. But that's a very big building on east of Lakeshore Drive on what is a park. And that same group stopped a museum from being built on the museum campus. Kind of seems like an important issue to be dealing with. And that's a political issue as well as a legal issue. And the city had no answers.
That's the voice of Mark Gannis, of course, from Sports Corps, the owner-founder. We're talking about the Bears' news conference yesterday, not impressed by Mayor Brandon Johnson when he got his turn to speak. And I've got to say, when we think about all of the issues, you know, the mayor of Chicago is on board with this project, and he has to be, to a certain extent, the front man for some of these political pushback issues. And obviously, when you talk about the Friends of the Park, the other element here, we didn't even get into this, not even with Kevin Warren, the president of the Bears, but like they're talking about a hotel, they're talking about like a bar,
a museum.
You know, that's all fine and well, David, but there are strict limitations to what you can do based on the city of Chicago and the longstanding rules about the lakefront. You're not allowed to be opening up a casino or whatever it is that will be connected to this thing.
And as we attempt to reconnect with Mark Gannis, I think you're exactly right. And those are some of the details that were lacking. And I don't know that they were fully prepared to address them yet. And that's a kind of, I don't want to say neglect, but I think that's the kind of thing that you notice when it's not there.
Right.
I think that's what Mark was talking about.
Yeah, and I, you know, again, I think that we understand what the cost is and how the, you know, as I said to you earlier, the infrastructure, I'm okay. I understand how that works. Here's the problem I have, and we'll ask Mark about it. That there is a hotel tax in place, a 2% tax in place for ISFA, and there is money already there. But whenever I'm asked about this stuff, Mark, I go back to this idea that the Bears, you know, the taxpayers still on the hook for $631 million from Soldier Field, which under this plan is raised. And you keep the columns because you got to keep the columns. It's got landmark status. So you got a wall with the columns on it. I just don't know that I trust people that are $631 million in the hole to be able to kind of, we'll throw that in and we'll make it part of the next loan and blah, blah, blah. It just seems crazy to me, Mark, not to look at that and wonder if the competence of everyone involved is correct.
Well, you're on the part of the public sector, I came away with similar doubts. Now, the city's financial officer, who spoke yesterday, had in a very limited role. She seemed to be on top of things, but your point is very well taken, which is, you know, they just keep kicking the can down the road. But that's nothing new for Chicago and Illinois, guys. We know about the pension issues around here, and they keep kicking those cans down the road as well and bonding against them. I don't mean to be negative about the project. The project is... it's something we've needed for a long time, and the benefits that Kevin and the Bears talked about are absolutely going to be there, and the Bears are willing to put up over $2 billion of money. That's a massive amount of money to put forward. It's just that now when we get, I wouldn't even just say the nitty gritty, we're getting to the political side of it, and the state must be. The main partner in this whole thing, and we know what the comments are that came from Governor Pritzker and from Senate President Harmon and Speaker Chris Welch, and we also know that the White Sox are looking at exactly the same taxing source to help them build a new stadium for the Sox. And you look at that and you say, okay, well, where's the leadership at City Hall? And you know, what you got yesterday was a cheerleader, not a political leader.
So let's talk
that. Yeah, that seemed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
No, that I agree with that, Mark, and I think it's well put. Let's talk about those simultaneous quests for that money and those funds. We've talked about it before, but how does the timing of yesterday, how was that affected or maybe pushed up because of what the White Sox are trying to do as well? And how are these two projects going to, when are they going to collide if they haven't already?
Well, I think that's part of the timing. You know, Jerry came out publicly, Reinsdorf did his tour down in Springfield, has a related Midwest work, you know, working with him on the 78, the plot of land owned as 78. The renderings came out, and the Bears wanting to be on the lakefront were playing catch up there. So I think the timing of coming out when they did was very important, because they you know, the White Sox are already out there looking at exactly the same revenue source that they want to tap into. So I think that certainly was a part of this. Plus, I have to give Kevin and the Bears a lot of credit for doing it the day before they're about to draft tonight what they hope will be the quarterback of the future for the Bears, where they have the number one pick, and the whole football world, the whole sporting world is going to be watching tonight. So you can be assured that ABC, ESPN, NFL Network are going to do a lot of talking about the new stadium plan and the renderings that were put out yesterday. So brilliant timing on the part of Kevin and the Bears. Great presentation yesterday by Kevin and the Bears. And definitely I see what the White Sox did as being a precipitating cause for getting this out there, even without having the state political leaders on board yet.
So the race is still on for that money, right? The Sox and the Bears are – and at one point, didn't the legislature say, why don't you guys get together and figure it out? And clearly, this is now not going to happen. They're making two separate pitches.
Absolutely. And that is – now, Kevin was asked that question yesterday, and he said that he has been speaking with the White Sox, and that's good. Senator President Harmon specifically came out months ago and said – come back to us, the two teams get together and come back to us with one plan. That does not seem to have happened. It does appear that these are two separate plans and two separate tracks going forward. Now, by the way, don't ignore the impact the Bears have had on the White Sox. You know, originally the White Sox were not talking about putting up any money into the stadium, a new stadium. And just recently, Jerry started talking about putting up $200 million. Into the new stadium, and I think that's a bit of the competition that's going on between the two teams looking for the same taxing source.
So Jerry says he's going to pledge $200 million of his own money. The Bears and the McCaskies say they're willing to go up to $2 billion for their project. Are either or both of those numbers negotiable? Do you expect either the Sox with Jerry Reinsdorf's money or the Bears with the McCaskies' fortune to come up from there to make this a little bit more palatable maybe to the public?
Oh, absolutely. I, you know, it's funny. I was asked a question after the press conference. You know, the mayor said that there's not a single new tax dollar, increased tax dollar, and that he repeated a second time. And his attorney said, well, the plan that was presented yesterday, yes. But anybody who's been around this town more than 5 minutes knows the first plan that's presented gets changed within 30 minutes before, you know, before the Klieg lights go off. And it's short. So all of these points are going to have to be negotiable, all of them. And that's part of what the next steps in this process are going to be. And that's also when people should be paying a lot more attention, because around here, sometimes the deals get done behind the scenes, as we all know.
Mm-hmm. And if I'm not mistaken, if the ISFA funding, if something happens and people aren't filling up the hotels, that's then on the city to make up the difference, right? So in other words, if something, you know, and I don't know what it would be, but good God, you know, you worry about people staying downtown, for the love of God. I just think that you'd have to be aware that the cost would fall on the city if anything went bad on that tax.
Well, that's actually, it's really interesting that you'd raise up, because the city is already on the hook for the original. And I think it was 23 point something million dollars that had to kick in last year into it. In some ways, the city may be looking at this project to get them off the hook for the existing bonds by refinancing and spreading them out over 40 years so that they don't have to make up for the losses on the existing bonds. Just issue new ones, spread them out over 40 years, get $900 million of that over to, in this case, the new Bear Stadium, and that helps the city financially. And there's that's what came out of the CFO yesterday, makes some sense, at least from the standpoint of the mayor over the next couple of years, but doesn't make sense for the city over the next 40 years.
Right.
Those are some of the questions that will need to be vetted and answered as we go forward. But you're exactly right. There's a cliff coming on those bonds that are, with a tax source that only has a limited duration, that they're trying to extend another 40 years.
And because it's such a steep climb, as you have pointed out, and be difficult maybe to see this going through, obviously Arlington Heights has got to remain probably an option. We talked to Tom Hayes, the mayor of Arlington Heights, just after we talked to Kevin Warren. Just wondered, what would you advise them to do? And is this still something that you believe is a possibility, however deep on the plan, the A, B, C, D, E, or F it is?
They should not sit back. They should make themselves more attractive and come up with a plan. The idea of just sitting back and waiting for something to fall into your lap because the plan that's on the table somehow fails, I don't get that. If he really wants them there and it does make sense, keep working at it. Get a tax treaty, what everybody can be comfortable with the tax importance. Look at what the potential sourcing might be for infrastructure money in the area. Come up with a plan for what the ancillary development might be. Arlington Heights made sense because it's first a great location for where the Bears fans are. It's a great intermodal transportation hub. Mm-hmm. It's used to having a lot of people going to it, and because it has all that extra land to help offset some of the development of it, which could help offset some of the costs associated with building and operating the stadium. So it made a lot of sense. It still does. Now, the Bears are focused, as they must be laser focused to have any shot at getting the lakefront done. So that's Kevin's doing it exactly the right way. But if I'm Arlington Heights, I'm not sitting back and waiting for the lakefront to fail. I'm putting all the pieces together to give the Bears an incentive to want to be up here, as opposed to just waiting for somebody else to screw up. That part of it makes no sense to me to sit back. If they're interested in this, get going. If they're not interested in it, just say they're not interested in it.
Yeah, I think the fascinating element here is that we have so many questions about where they wind up. If they're not on the lakefront, they're going to be in Arlington Heights. And what happens on the lakefront? If they're on the lakefront, they're not in Arlington Heights. So then what happens to Arlington Heights? And meanwhile, the White Sox their position is just confounding to me. I don't know how they're going to get that done. And it's all, we got a lot of pipe dreams floating around.
Maybe
here.
Jerry can buy the land from the McCaskies.
Oh, boy.
You know, you should make that suggestion. The thing to keep in mind, fellas, is that the Bears are never leaving the Chicago market, ever.
Right.
Can't say the same thing about the White Sox.
Wow.
If they got a threat.
If this doesn't get done, they have a lease that's terminating. And, you know, one of the markets that's been talked about, Nashville, is, I've been there many times, is an exceptional market. And I don't know if you guys saw the business news a day ago. Larry Ellison, the chairman and CEO of Oracle, one of the largest tech companies in the world, announced or slipped that he's going to move the entire global headquarters to Nashville. One of the largest tech companies is leaving Silicon Valley to go to Nashville. I say that not to extol Nashville over Chicago. Chicago is still miles larger than Nashville. I say that because it's a growing market, gaining a lot of attention. And if for some reason the White Sox deal doesn't get done, they could move. Mm. The Bears will never move.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mark, thank you. Great stuff. We appreciate your time as always.
You're the best, Mark.
Always love talking to you both. Thank you, guys.
That is Mark Annis.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.